peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
愿平安与弟兄姊妹同在。
As we follow our Lord Jesus Christ, one thing we have to ask ourselves is our motive.
我们如果说我们要跟随耶稣，第一件事情我们要质问的就是说，我们的动机在哪里？
When Jesus was on earth teaching, many people follow him, but they all come with different motives.
当主耶稣在世传道的时候，有很多的人来跟随耶稣，但是都有不同的动机。
And that's why our Lord Jesus always asked people that, now what do you want from me?
所以主耶稣经常会问他周边的人说，你要我为你做什么？
Just like last night we have already studied, Jesus asked the blind man, what do you want? And it was the reply that they want the sight.
就像昨天晚间的聚会我们所提到的，主耶稣问那两位瞎眼的说，你要我为你们做什么？他们回答说，主啊，我们要看见。
Now there was another occasion, our Lord Jesus Christ asked the disciple, what do they want?
那么另外一个时候，那么主耶稣问他的门徒说，你要我为你做什么？
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
请翻开约翰福音第一章。
Verse 35.
第三十五节。
John chapter 1, verse 35 to 39.
约翰福音第一章三十五节到三十九节。
John chapter 1, verse 35.
约翰福音第一章三十五节。
The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. 36.
36节。
When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, Look, the Lamb of God. 37.
37节。
When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. 38.
38节。
Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, What do you want? They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? 39.
39节。
Come, he replied, and you will see. So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him.It was about the 10th hour. Now here is the Lord when he chosen and the first disciples.
那么这是主耶稣在拣选第一批门徒的时候所说的话。
And these two disciples were actually following John the Baptist before.
那么其实这第一批的门徒呢，先前是跟随施洗约翰的。
But John the Baptist know that he's the Lamb of God, he's the true one, so follow him.
但是施洗约翰他认知说，这位就是神的羔羊，你们应该去跟随他。
So these two disciples follow Jesus immediately.
所以这两位约翰的门徒就立刻跟从了耶稣。
John the Baptist, he was not self-centered.
那么施洗约翰他并不是以自我为中心。
He doesn't like the glory coming to himself.
他并不喜欢来自于他自己要得荣耀。
He said, "You go to follow Jesus yourself, don't follow me."
所以他就跟他的门徒说，你们去跟从耶稣，你们不用再跟从我。
Today, can we say this to the people around us?
那么今天我们是否也可以跟在我们周边的人讲同样的话吗？
If we lead our family, lead our children,
如果我们离开了家庭，或者是离开了我们的
lead them, 带领
我们带领我们的家庭或我们的子女。
Can we tell our children now, don't follow me alone, you must follow Jesus yourself?
你们我们是否可以跟我们的子女说，你们要跟随耶稣，不要再跟随我。
If you need a truth seeker,
如果你遇到了一个慕道者，
Do we bring them to the Lord direct?
我们是否会带领他们来到神的面前？
Now, these two disciples and then ask Jesus one thing.
那么这两个使徒呢？这两个门徒就问主耶稣一件事情。
Now, Rabbi, where are you staying?
就问说夫子，你住在哪里？
So the first point here, they want to look at where did Jesus stay physically.
所以他们第一件事情要明白的就是要知道主耶稣他肉体他到底是住在哪里。
To know a person, if you go to his house or take a look, you have a better idea.
如果你要认识一个人的话，如果能够到他的家里头，那么你会认识得更清楚。
Today I can dress up very nicely, have a nice haircut, but if you come to my room, maybe it's a mess, then you know deeper about myself.
那么如果来到我的家，你看我家里面的状况比较凌乱的话，那你就知道我的状况了。
You go to a house, you see what is inside, what kind of picture they hang on the wall, what kind of video they look, what kind of arrangement they made, you know what kind of person it is.
当你来到一个家庭，看到说他的录影带是什么东西，他怎么样的摆饰或者有什么挂图，你大概知道他是什么样子的一个人。
Just like Christian always have the signboard say Christ the head of the house. If you go to a house, you look at that signboard, you know this is from
就像
family
啊，就像你来到了一个家庭，看到啊基督徒的家庭里面有挂一个啊基督是我家之主的一个啊一个挂饰在那边的。
So where did Lord Jesus stay physically when he was on earth？
那么当主耶稣与我们在一起的时候，他啊肉身是住在什么样子的一个地方
？Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8 verse 18。
请看马太福音第八章第十八节。
Matthew chapter 8。Verse 18,
马太福音第八章十八节
to 20,
到二十节
Matthew 8 verse 18 to 20,
马太福音第八章第十八节到二十节
When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave order to cross the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and asked, Teacher, I'll follow you wherever you go. Verse 20, Jesus replied, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. When I read this passage, I was always very touched.
那么当我读到每当读到这一段经节的时候，我都深受感动。
Jesus is God himself coming down from heaven to live among us.
主耶稣他就是神的本身，他竟然道成肉身，然后住在我们中间。
But when he came here, he doesn't even have a place to lay his head, to place his pillow.
当他来到人世间的时候，他甚至没有一个地方可以摆他的枕头。
Today, even if we don't have much money, we can still rent a basement, have 1,000 square feet of two rooms and one toilet.
如果我们今天啊状况再怎么样，我们总会有一个地方，即使是地下室或怎么样，有一个地方可以啊来住的。
Jesus has none of that.
但是主耶稣是一无所有。
He lived a very poor life.
他啊。过着一个很贫苦的生活。
Sometimes when I think of myself, when I get tired after a whole long week or whole month traveling, I can still return to my home very comfortably.
那么今天我们即使啊经过很长途的旅行之后，或是一个月，我们总会回到家，能够很舒适的来休息。
But Jesus didn't have a place to stay.
但是主耶稣他既然没有一个地方可以让他停留。
But we have to ask one question.
那么我们自问自己一个问题。
Where did Jesus stay then?
那么主耶稣到底他是是住在什么地方
？He cannot sleep outside every night.
他是住在外面每一天晚上都住在外面。
He cannot sleep outside every night.
他不能够住在每天晚上都住在外头。
So where did he stay?
那么到底他是住在什么地方
？Actually, he stayed at the house of those who want to receive Lord Jesus in their house.
事实上，主耶稣就是住在凡是愿意接待主耶稣的那个屋子。的那个人的家里面。
Wherever they accept Jesus, that place becomes Jesus' house.
那么不管是任何地方，只要那个地方欢迎耶稣来住的话，那么那个地方就是主耶稣的房子。
So、that's why Jesus said them, "Okay, you want to see? Okay, come take a look."
那么，所以门徒当问耶稣说：“你们要看我住的地方，那么请来看看。
”What does it teach us?
那么这到底是教导我们什么
？Matthew chapter 10 verse 40.
请看马太福音第十章第四十节。
Matthew 10:40.
马太福音第十章第四十节
to 42,
到第四十二节
Chapter 10 verse 40 He who received you received me and he who received me received the one who sent me Anyone who received a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward and anyone who received a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward Verse 42
第四十二节
And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple I tell you the truth he will certainly not lose his reward Here the Lord Jesus tells us one very important concept
这个经文，主耶稣告诉我们一个很重要的观念。
You need not to be a preacher, you need not to be a prophet, to be a saint, to receive the blessing of a saint.
你或许不需要真的成为一个传道或者是一个先知，但是你照样可以领受做传道跟先知的赏赐。
How?
怎么做到呢
？To receive the prophet, the worker of God, the disciples.
就是要接待神差来的先知或者是传道。
Because they are sent by God.
因为他们都是神所差遣的。
If you receive him,
如果你接待了他
Actually, you have received Jesus already.
那么你已经接待了主耶稣。
There was a story saying,
那么有一个故事这么说到
There was a very wealthy person,
有一个非常有钱的人
And then one day when he prayed,
那么有一天他在祷告的时候
God revealed to him,
那么神向他显现
Now, tonight I'm going to come to your house.
那么今天晚上我要到你家去住
And for dinner,
那我要到你家去吃吃晚餐。
That person was so happy.
那么那个人他非常的高兴。
Prepare all the meals, big banquet.
那么他准备最丰盛的宴席来准来来准备。
But the time has passed 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
但是时间已经超过了1个小时、2个小时、3个小时了。
He was waiting anxiously.
那么他很焦虑的在等主耶稣。
Suddenly he hear locking of the door.
那么突然间有人来敲他的家门。
He rushed to open the door.
那么他冲去把门打开。
There was an old man.
有一个老人家。
Poor one.
是一个贫穷的
Hungry one,
是一个肚子饿的
asking for some help.
是要求他给他一点帮助
He said, Oh no, I'm waiting for someone important, come next day.
他就回绝说不我现在正在等另外一个人他今天晚上要过来的
Slammed the door,
那么他就把门关上
And then he waiting again,
那么他就继续等候
Another person locked the door,
那么另外一个人又来敲门了
Open again,
那么他又把门打开
was a kid,
那么是一个小孩子
asking for donation,
那么要求他给他一点捐献
He said, no, I don't have time now.
那他回答说我现在没有时间
Slammed the door.
那么他又把门关上
And he waited the whole night.
那么他等了整个晚上
But the expectant one, the Lord Jesus, God didn't show up for his banquet.
但是他所深深期待的主耶稣当天晚上并没有出现
He prayed to God.
那么他就跟神祷告
Now, why you fail this appointment?
那么神啊你为什么会失约呢
But God replied him.
那么神回答他
I have come already.
那我已经到过你家了。
I've come 2 times already to knock your door.
我已经到过你们家2次，而且敲了你们家的门了。
But you didn't receive me.
但是你并没有接待我。
So this story is just an illustration about the passage here.
那么这两个这个故事就正是这里的一个例证。
We living in the Western country, we always emphasize our privacy.
我们住在西方的国家，我们总是强调我们个人的隐私权。
This is my own space. This is my own home.
那么这是我私人的空间，这是我自己的家。
So we would not like people to come easily.
那么我们总不容许人很轻易的来到我的家里头。
But there's one thing about Christian brother sister in Christ.
但是我们另外一件事情，我们作为基督徒，我们的弟兄姊妹。
If we receive brother and sister in Christ.
如果我们接待了在主里的弟兄姊妹的话。
Even give him one cup of water.
那么即使是给他一杯凉水。
We have received Lord Jesus already.
我们都已经接待了主耶稣基督。
If we receive elder, deacon, preacher, a worker of God to visit our house.
如果我们接待了长职传道或者是弟兄姊妹，欢迎他们到我们的家。
We ask one question, why do they come?
那么我们需要问一下说为什么他们会来我家。
They didn't come just to drink the tea or eat the fruit.
他们并不是来我们家喝一杯水或者喝一杯茶的。
They're sent by Lord Jesus to come to take care of us, to care about us.
他们来到我家是因为主耶稣差遣他们来，而且来关照我们的。
If we said, no need to come.
那么我们如果说不用过来了。
Of course,We have to respect privacy.
那么我们当然尊重我们自己的隐私权。
But actually, we have rejected the blessing of the Lord Jesus would have come today.
那么我们事实上我们就回绝了主耶稣因着他们过来所要给我们的赏赐。
When I was in Africa,
当我在非洲传道的时候
the first time,
第一次
there was a widow, very poor one.
有一个非常贫穷的寡妇。
And one day after we have to leave that place for another place.
那么当有一天我们必须要离开当地前往另外一个地方的时候
But she emphasized to us.
但是她跟我们这么强调
Now, Workers of God, you must come here this morning for breakfast.
那么作为一个神的工人你必须今天早上来这个地方吃早餐
But she said we are so busy. Next time.
我跟她回答说我们是这么的忙碌我们下一次再来吧
She said no, you must come this morning.
但是他却坚持说不你必须今天早上要过来。那么我们就用步行的花了1个小时的时间到他的地方去吃早餐。
Of course, the food she offered is very simple.
当然他所给我们的食物是非常的简单。
But after a while, she brings something.
那么过了一段时间他带出拿出一些东西来。
Using a handkerchief to wrap something inside.
有一个布的毛巾包着一个东西在里头
Give it to us.
他就把这个东西给我们
We thought it must have been something very precious in very high value
那么我们在想说这里头必定是包着非常重要而且非常珍贵的东西
He gives a preacher, worker of God, keep this for your lunch
那么他说请你你传道你作为神的工人请你这个来作为你的早餐
What is inside?
那么我就好奇说里头到底包了什么东西
We open up, it's 2 eggs
我们把这个布巾打开，发觉里面有两颗鸡蛋。
Two eggs offered by a widow.
那么两颗鸡蛋是由一个寡妇所供应的。
When they in the family cannot even feed themselves properly, but they offer the two eggs to the work of God.
啊，她作为一个家庭主妇，她甚至无法很适当的来供应她家的饮食，她啊竟然肯将两个鸡蛋给献出来。
So that was the two most precious egg I have ever tasted in my life.
那么这是我这一辈子当中曾经领受过最宝贵的两颗鸡蛋。
So don't think that we are okay. Don't have to visit my house.
那么我们或许我们就不能讲说我都没有什么事情不要来我家没有关系。
We should learn from this widow, from the widow or the Bible character here.
那么我们应该学习这位寡妇或者是啊在圣经里面记载的来啊这个行为。
Oh Lord, if you want to come, if you're welcome, want to come, I'm welcome, come.
那么如果说主啊你愿意来的话，我们非常欢迎你过来。
Because if we sit together, we have time to know each other and talk and share fellowship in the Lord.
当我们能够啊一起坐下来，我们能够分享在主里的团契，我们可以增进彼此的了解。
Now second point.
那么第二点。
They ask where the Lord staying.
他们又问主啊，你是住在哪里
？What does it mean?
那么这是什么意思
？To abide with the Lord does mean to live in His temple, to come to His holy place.
意思就是说，我们能够跟主经常的同在，而且能够住在神的圣殿当中，来到他的地方。
Because the temple is the house of God.
因为啊，圣殿就是啊神的。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
请看诗篇第八十四篇。
Psalm chapter 84.
诗篇八十四篇。
Let's read verse 1 to 4.
请看第一节到第四节。
Psalm chapter 84.
诗篇八十四篇。
Verse 1 to 4.
第一节到第四节。
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. Verse 2.
第二节。
My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord.My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Verse 3.
第三节。
Even a sparrow has found a home, and a swallow has a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Here tell us how the psalmist yearns for the living God's house.
那么这里告诉我们说，住在神的院宇当中是何等的美好。
Now, if you look back the history of the Israelite people,
当我们啊回顾以色列人的历史
，When did they long for the house of God the most？
那么，
什么时候最渴慕神的殿？
那么，当他们是什么时候最渴慕神的殿呢
？When
是在什么时候
？Actually, when they have lost the chance to go to the temple of God，
就是当他们丧失再去圣殿的机会的那个之后，
when the
他们最渴慕。
Was destroyed, they were captivated to other country。
当圣殿被拆毁，那么他们。百姓都被掳到外邦去的时候，他们最想念圣殿。
We human beings always like this.
我们人总是一样有这个毛病。
When we have something, we don't cherish it.
我们当拥有什么东西的时候，我们不会加以珍惜。
But when we lost it, and then we miss it.
当我们失去了这个东西之后，我们才来珍惜这个东西。
Now, suddenly they find out that, well, I long for going to the house of God to be drawn to close to God.
那么这个时候他们才突然间认知说，我是心里是多么渴慕的前往神的院宇呢
？Come to God's place to hear the word of God, to sing Him, to pray. It was so precious.
我能够来到神的圣殿，然后听神的话语，然后跪下来向神祷告，是多么的美好。
But now they have no chance.
但是他们已经不再有机会了。
Few days ago, I made this newspaper cutting.
在几天之前，我从报纸剪下这个故事。
The title is Canada Christian Belief is Strong, but Church Going is Not.
说加拿大的基督徒他们的信仰是坚强的，但是他们不去教会。
We know that Canada is a Christian country as a whole.
我们知道加拿大总体来说是一个基督徒的国家。
But a poll tells us only 17 of the population surveyed goes to church regularly.
那么，但是
只有
17% 的人他们是固定的每天每个星期会到教会聚会。
Compared to America, USA, which has 39%, which is much higher than us.
那么比较美国的话，他们有39%的人他们会经常性的去聚会。
But we have only 17%.
但是在加拿大，我们只有17%。
However,
但是
6 out of 10 people surveyed, they said, well, we believe in God, we know God exists, God can help us, Jesus Christ, what our sins away.
那么但是
60%。
但是有六成的人他们坚定的相信主耶稣，主耶稣洗掉了我们的罪，有这么好的信仰。
Why would that be different? So such difference?
那么为什么这中间有这个差距呢？
People believe in their heart.
那么
心里相信，
心里相信，人心里相信。
They don't want to commit themselves to pursue closeness of God.
但是他们并不要求自己一定要跟神更加亲近。
Where are they on the weekend?
那么他们在周末是到哪里去？
Shopping mall,
到购物中心，
cinemas,
到电影院，
picnics, national park,
或者是到户外，然后到国家公园。
But rather, very few people go to the church regularly.
但是反面的却是很少人愿意来教会。
So thank God, those among us sitting here is one of the 17% of our population.
那感谢主，我们在座的就是在那个17%经常来聚会的弟兄姊妹。
We human beings, we have three homes.
那么我们人有三个家。
The first home is the building we are living in.
那么第一个家就是那个建筑物我们正在住的。
That's why the people always say home owner, home buyer.
那么这就是让人之所以成为愿意购屋或者是房屋的拥有者。
But that home is for the physical body to live in.
但是这个家呢，是作为我们肉身要居住的地方而已。
The second home is your family.
那么第二个家是你的家庭。
It's for your spirit.
是给你的这个精神来住的。
Your emotional spiritual being support.
就是让你在情感上面的精神得到支撑的地方。
Because human being cannot live alone.
因为我们人没有办法单独居住。
Those who live alone is very pitiful.
那么凡是单独居住的人都是相当的可怜。
But that home is not enough.
但是即使有这些家也都还不够。
We need a spiritual home.
我们
a soul, home for the soul.
我们必须有另外一个家，就是我们属灵的家，就是我们灵魂的归宿。
Our soul come from God.
我们的灵魂是从神来的。
God give us our soul.
神赏赐灵魂给我们。
So if we come to the house of God,
如果我们到了神的家，
we come to the home of our soul.
我们就等于来到了神的我们灵魂的归宿一样。
Our soul gets satisfied.
那么我们的灵魂是变得这么的满足。
Just like he said, why the sparrow and the swallow can find a home and a nest for herself?
就像在这边第三节说到的，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着刨除之所。
Because they found a place near the altar.
因为他们已经找到这个地方有祭坛了。
The altar is representing Christ on cross, shedding the blood for us to wash our sins away.
那么这个祭坛呢，是因为主耶稣他被钉十字架流出的宝血所建立起来的。
So do we always think about the house of God?
所以我们是不是这样子的来认知我们我们的神的家是这样子的？
Do we always look forward on a Friday or a Sabbath day to come close to God?
我们是否每一个星期五或星期六，我们都非常的期待说这两天赶快来临呢？
So where did Jesus stay? Jesus is in the house of God.
那么到底主耶稣他是住在哪里？主耶稣就住在神的家。
So we come here to see the Lord.
所以我们来到教会来跟主耶稣见面。
The third point.
第三点。
Where did Jesus stay?
主耶稣他住在哪里？
How can we be living together with Lord Jesus Christ?
我们如何做让我们能够跟主耶稣经常同在呢？
Is to keep his word.
就是我们遵守他的命令。
Let's turn to John 15.
请看约翰福音第十五章。
John 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
John 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
15 verse 5.
约翰福音十五章第五节。
15 verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5 to 8.
第五节到第八节。
I'm the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 6.
第六节。
If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. Verse 7.
第七节。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you,Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. Verse 8.
第八节。
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Here tell us, how can we remain in the Lord?
这里教导我们怎么样保守在神里面。
Verse 9 tell us.
第九节告诉我们。
As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Now remain in my love.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。 你们要藏在我的爱里。
Or verse 10 tells us, if you obey my command, you remain in my love.
第十节说，你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里。
You look at the branches, all the tree outside. Now these 2 weeks, lots of rain and a sunny time, and the branches have shoot out, and the leaf is coming out.
我们在这个节气，我们看到我们在户外的树都开始发嫩叶，然后叶子花都开始在开。
But also, you can look at some people's garden. They have some kind of wood being cut off and put at a place, keep it aside, bound up together. It's for the maybe for the firewood or for the one burning away.
那么我们也发觉说，有些人他们整理他们的花园，把切下来的树枝绑成一捆放在旁边，可能是作为他们要烧柴火用，或者是怎么样。
So we have to ask ourselves.
那么我们问问我们自己。
What kind of wood? What kind of branches are we now?
我们现在是什么样子的枝子呢
？Are we the one connect closely to God? Just like the vine and the branches?
我们是不是像那个枝子是紧密的跟神连接在一起，就像葡萄的枝子跟葡萄树连在一起一样
？Or the one who is cut off and reserved for burning?
或者是我们是那一些枝子被砍下来扎成一捆等着被烧的那些呢
？Jesus used a comparison of a give us a picture about a branches how it can wither.Upon time.
那主耶稣在这里给我们做一个比较，就是说这个树枝离开了树干之后要枯干它是怎么回事？
Unlike animal, a plant can the life is lasting a longer time than animal.
那么不像一般的动物植物它离开了枝子，它并不是那么快就死掉的。
It takes a long time.
是花比较长的时间。
The plant doesn't die overnight.
那么
植物不是隔一个晚上就可以死掉的。
植物不是隔一个晚上就可以死掉的。
It's a long process.
它是一个长的过程。
For example, cut off from the branches started to wither, and if you immediately connect it back, maybe it can have life. But if you put it longer time, it'll die.
当你把枝子砍下来之后你如果立刻接回去，它或许可以存活，但是你把它摆在旁边，它就会干掉的。
So we are all branches.
那么我们都是树枝。
Now we have to ask ourselves, are we connected to the church closely?
那么我们就要问自己，我们是不是跟教会紧密的连接在一起？
Jesus very wisely used the parable of the vine.
那么主耶稣他很有智慧的引用葡萄树来做比喻。
Have you seen the vine before?
我们曾经看过葡萄树吗？
One is a rattan type of plant, 藤类的long and going on that and.Stick all together.
葡萄树是一个蔓藤类的植物，它可以伸展到很远的地方。
All the branches are interrelated.
那么所有的枝子都是互相交错连接的。
And that's why the branch is not big, but the grape can be fruitful and juicy.
那么如果
虽然那个果子不是很大，
如果葡萄的果子不是很大，很有很多枝的话，
虽然不是很大，但是虽然那个根呢，那个枝子不是很大。
虽然那个枝子不是很大
，But the fruit can be big and fruitful.
但是这个还是可以被烘烤，然后
fruitful 啊，
很有很多果子。
So today, what kind of fruit are we?
那么今天我们是什么样子的果子呢
？If we always withdraw ourselves,
如果我们总是把自己隐藏起来
，keep our distance,
我们把自己跟别人隔一个距离。
We cannot be very fruitful.
那么你或许就不能够成为多结果子的。
Join the church activities.
那么你必须要跟大家连结。
Join the church fellowship.
那么跟教会的团契做连结。
Join the church serving of the Lord.
那么跟教会做连结来服侍神。
And then our life will be more and more prosperous.
那么我们的生命就会因此越来越丰盛。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
We remind each other to keep the word of God together.
我们互相提醒，能够互相的保守在一起。
Chapter 15 verse 2 tells us.
在第十五章第二节告诉我们
He cut off every branches,
他剪下所有的枝子
that bear no fruit.
而这些枝子呢就是不结果子他要剪掉
While every branch he does bear fruit, he branches so that it will be bear more fruitful.
那么凡是结果子的他就会修理干净让这些枝子结更多的果子
So there are two kinds of cutting here.
所以这里有不同的剪法
The first kind of cutting
那么第一种剪的方法
is trimming
是修剪
If we're willing to learn from the word of God, the word of God will trim us.
那么如果我们有愿意来学神话语的心的话，那么神就会修剪我们，
Help us to be better and better.
让、啊、帮助我们，让我们更越来越好。
But if we refuse,
如果我们拒绝呢？
We are more and more far from God.
那么我们跟神越来越远。
Lastly, there was only one big cut.
那么最后、啊、神来一个大刀，然后就断了。
So what kind of cutting we want?
那么到底我们所要的是什么样子的、啊、裁剪法、啊、修剪法？
So we want to be with the Lord to keep His command.
所以我们要与神、啊、经常在一起，然后、啊、来遵守神的诫命。
Fourthly,
第四点
How to be abide with the Lord?
那么如何与主同在呢？
Of course, in future we go into the kingdom of God.
那么因为我们在将来要与主同在。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
那么请看约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
Verse 1 to 4.
第一节到第四节。
John 14 verse 1.
约翰福音第十四章第一节。
Do not let your heart be troubled.Trust in God, trust also in me. Verse 2.
第二节。
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Verse 3.
第三节。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. Verse 4.
第四节。
You know the way to the place where I am going. He is the Lord encouraging the disciple.
这里是主耶稣来鼓励门徒。
Because Jesus was telling the disciple that I'm going to leave you now.
因为主耶稣、告诉他的门徒说，我即将要离开你们。
So they were so disturbed and troubled.
所以他们、门徒这个时候心很烦乱，而且很忧愁。
But Jesus told them.
但是主耶稣告诉他们
，Don't worry.
说你们不要忧虑。
You will see me again.
你们会再、看到我的。
I'm going to prepare a place.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
Most of us here are immigrant.
那么我们在座大多数都是移民的。
Most of us, before we settle down in Canada, we come here one or two times first just to check the place or rent a home so that we can have a better life here.
那么我们、大部分的人、来到加拿大之前都先来看过一次或两次，来、看到这个地方、实在是很不错居住的。
And then you bring your whole family here.
那么我们就把我们整个家庭都 移居来这个地方。
Our Lord Jesus also using the same analogy to tell us.
那么主耶稣也同样的用这个例子来告诉我们。
He goes there to prepare a place for us.
那么主耶稣他去原是为我们预备地方。
So we also will go there. We will have a place there.
那么我们在天上就有同样的地方，我们也要去那个地方。
So this is the hope which gives us power in the faith.
那么这个就是我们的希望，能够带给我们、对将来 有力量的一个希望。
There was a Christian.
有一个基督徒。
The family have three sons, three boys in the house.
那么他的、家有三个男生。
But the youngest one only a kind of a two and a half years old or 3 years old.
那么
pass away.
最小的那个他在两岁到两岁半，那个很幼很小的时候就过世了。
It could have been a very devastating event in the whole family.
那么这件事情、是对他们家庭是一个很重大的一个、伤痛。
But during the funeral,
那么在、举办、告别式的时候
，people notice.
那么、人们知道了。
The kind of face of this parent is different than other normal parent who have the children pass away.
那么这一户家庭的、父母亲与其他、同样遭受这么大变故的、其他的家庭是不同的。
And they tell the parents,
那么他们就、告诉 这对父母
you are very brave,
说你们、非常的、勇敢。
But the parents reply,
但是、父母回答说
It is not the matter of brave or not.
这一件事情并不关于勇敢或不勇敢。
It is about hope.
这是、关于、希望
盼望 We know that we'll meet him in heaven.
我们都知道我们将来在天国要跟他见面。
He only immigrated to heaven a little bit earlier than us.
他现在只不过是比我们早先、移民到天国去。
So that's why the hope gives strength.
所以这就是为什么盼望会给我们、力量的原因。
So one day we'll all be going back to the home the Lord Jesus prepared for us.
我们总有一天都要回到我们、神的地方，就是我们的天家。
But before that day,
但是在那一天来临之前
we have to come here to reserve a space.
我们、必须来这个地方
to reserve a space,
来定个位置。
If the house of God on earth, we don't even have a space here, we don't even come often.
如果我们不经常来这个地方的话
I don't know the booking in heaven whether it could be reserved or not.
那么我们就不能够肯定说在天堂的我们所预定的那个位置是不是存在。
So we have to come here often.
所以我们必须来这个地方经常性的来。
Encourage each other often.
然后我们经常的互相的勉励。
Abide in the law, the teaching of the law is often.
然后经常的与主耶稣同在。
And then one day we'll be with the Lord.
那么总有一天我们就能够跟主真正同在了。
Let's sing hymn 239.
请唱诗。239首
39.
239首